Hey everyone, welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we turn your kitchen into a haven of easy, delicious cooking. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into something sweet and simple. That's right, we're making peanut butter cookies without brown sugar. You heard me correctly, no brown sugar needed. So if you found your pantry a bit bare, or just want to try something new, this episode is perfect for you. Let's start with what you'll need. It's pretty straightforward, and you probably have most of these at home. You'll need peanut butter, the star of our show, granulated sugar, and eggs. If you're vegan or have allergies, don't worry. You can use flaxseed or chia eggs instead. And for those avoiding nuts, almond butter or sunflower seed butter are great alternatives. Now, onto the fun part, mixing. Begin by preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 175 degrees. In a large bowl, cream together your peanut butter and sugar until it's light and fluffy. This mix is crucial for that perfect cookie texture we all love. Next, beat in the egg and a splash of vanilla extract for that extra flavor. Gradually blend in your dry ingredients. And hey, if you want to shake things up, why not toss in some chocolate chips? Using a spoon or a cookie scoop, roll your dough into small balls and place them on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper or a silicone baking mat. Flatten them slightly with a fork for that classic peanut butter cookie look, or leave them round for a thicker, crunchier finish. Bake for about 8 to 10 minutes if you like them chewy, or 12 to 14 minutes if you prefer a crunchier cookie. Just remember, they'll continue to warm up as they cool, so be careful not to overbake. And there you have it, perfect peanut butter cookies without brown sugar. As they cool, let's chat about storing these beauties. Once completely cool, pop them into an airtight container. They'll stay fresh for up to a week, or you can freeze them for up to 3 months. Imagine that, delicious homemade cookies anytime you want. Before we wrap up, here's a quick tip. For easier mixing, make sure your peanut butter is at room temperature. And for a smoother texture, creamy peanut butter works best. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I hope you enjoy making and munching on these peanut butter cookies as much as I do. Share your cookie creations or any tweaks you tried in the comments or on our social media. Can't wait to see them. Until next time, keep it tasty and simple, my friends. This is Ben Harper, signing off. Happy baking!